Alrighty, alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to the Human Podcast. It's another week, another fabulous episode with Alex the Truck, you know, your number one host, the guy with the biggest penis in the room. We got my wife over here. She's special.
I'm special.
And then we got Courtney, extra special.
Oh my God.
She's been hanging out with old ladies so much, she can't even figure out how to, like, get her headphones working. She's like, this technology is ruining everything. I can't figure it out.
Oh my God. No. The stupid Meet app isn't giving me the option to, like, on my headphones.
An app?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I just fucking straight shoot it to Bluetooth. Yeah, you can get that.
Yeah, no, my Bluetooth is working. It's just not working with the sound from the app.
Yeah.
Like, leaving, I'm not able to use my headphones for some fucking reason.
Maybe you can go into, like, settings and, like, change it over to, like, the app.
I did. I'm trying. There's no way to fucking do. There's video, adjust video for low light, don't show video in tiles, captions.
Does it work with FaceTime?
No.
The headphones don't work with FaceTime at all?
No, they do.
Okay, well then just FaceTime it and then we'll just throw you on Bluetooth.
No, it's fine.
Okay, well.
I'll figure it out sooner or later why it's not fucking doing it.
And it's going to be something simple. It's like, I don't even have the headphones on. Silly me.
No, they're on. I was connected to them. Like, it showed when I called you, it showed my headphones on there. Like, the name that I named them on my phone.
You named your headphones?
Yeah. Yeah, named my headphones.
I've never even changed.
I call them different stuff because.
I just delete them. Like, if I'm done, like, if I'm in a vehicle, I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm never going to be in this vehicle again. Delete.
It's so weird when people leave their phones, like, logged in on, like, the thingy. I think that's hella weird.
Yeah, I'm like, delete them all. Get them all out of here. Yeah, I don't care.
I always delete mine.
See, like, in my truck, I am the only phone in my system. And when somebody else uses my truck, like, fucking somebody else had to use my truck, on like Friday, which is fine because he had a CDL. He's too old, so there's no fucking way he's gonna actually attach his phone to it. He probably has like a handset, just bring, you know, just like one of those like old fashioned rotary dials. Like, yeah, I need to call my boss right now.
Yeah,
my wife is over there just fucking hunting for costumes to like wear at Burning Man. She's like not even paying attention to anything I'm saying.
Wait, you're both going to Burning Man?
Yeah, why would like just one of us go to Burning Man?
Oh.
Yeah.
When is it?
It's 2024.
So next year.
I think like August next year.
Oh.
Why?
I was just wondering.
Yeah, the tickets are, like, kind of expensive, but if you want to come down, you know, we can have you.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't she come up?
It's a turn of phrase, Jesus Christ.
Geographically,
she's probably higher up in elevation, so she'd have to come down off her mountain to come down to the bedrock that is the playa in fucking the Nevada desert.
So she'd have to come up.
It's below sea level. I'm sure of it. I've never been less sure of anything in my life.
I just want to find out what the elevation is now.
The elevation of Black Rock City compared to the elevation of where Courtney is currently.
Well, I just want to know what the elevation of the Black City is. I said that wrong.
The Black City? Jesus Christ, it's called Detroit.
There's more than two words. Okay, I'm doomed.
There's more than two words. You're like, You know, if there's like more than two words in like a cat breed, you're like, this is an African, West European, you know, short-haired domestic fluff something. I don't know any of the cat breeds. I don't care. It's a cat. A cat is a cat.
It's a cat.
Yeah, I look at it and it's like, what breed of cat is that? Does it matter?
Brainless.
It meows and eats food and purrs. That's all it needs to do. It's like, this one just hisses at me. I love it even more. I'm going to use it as like a guard dog. Like instead of a pit bull. Alex, what?
You should see the video I sent you. This guy like built a ton of like stuff on the walls for the cats to climb up.
I'll just check that out later.
Mm-hmm.
I've like seen a ton of those videos.
I don't know if this is a high elevation or not.
No.
Okay.
The elevation of Black Rock City is 3,950 feet.
Mm. I don't know if that's high or not.
Go ahead and look up the elevation of Denver.
It's the Mile High City, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much is in a mile.
Go ahead and, you know, Google how the elevation of Denver. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I'll just tell you right now, I go up to mountains that are elevations of like 11,000 feet. That's the mountains I go to.
5,280.
Yeah, that's a mile. So it's under a mile.
Oh my! I'm sorry. I just know the metric system.
I mean, you have to know all the stupid little fucking systems. I have to know them all.
Hmm.
Are you just like kicking everything?
No, it slipped out when I moved my foot.
I was like just kicking everything in the room. But let's just get on to the fucking news stories, because we're starting off with a fucking Florida story this week.
I like Florida. I like Florida stories. I like stupid people in Florida.
Oh, it's my favorite. Alerts for dangerous animals on the loose are commonplace in Florida, a state that led the nation for escape of wild creatures ranging from bears, lions, and monkeys to snakes and tigers. But a stalking beast currently terrifying residents of Sewanee County after sending two to the emergency room in separate attacks turns out to be a domestic cat with an attitude that has evaded capture for almost a week.
What?
There's been a beast fucking stalking Sewanee County, Florida, and sent two people to the ER. And it just turned out to be a domestic house cat with an attitude.
Although if you get by a cat, you do need to go to the doctor. You can die from it.
Good. Fuck them. Fuck everyone in Florida. I'm glad. I hope like at least one of these dumb shits died. I hope they were like in the fucking hospital and they're just like mainlining heroin from their fucking IVs. Just stabbing heroin into their IV bag. I'm like, ugh, yeah, that's the good shit.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, deputies from the Sewanee County Sheriff's Office have laid traps for the fractious feline, but have so far failed to make an arrest. Instead, the office's animal control unit is advising the public to be mindful of feral cats or other animals in the area that present signs of rabies.
Babe, I went to type in. Like, immediately, like, it didn't even try.
Are there boa constrictors? Yes, there are. A lot. A lot of them.
I didn't even finish typing it in. Google was like, yep.
Yes.
Do you remember those old College Humor videos where the dude was, like, a white balding dude who was the internet?
What? Mm-hmm. No.
Yes. Oh, those videos were gold. Like, before it got, like, trendy.
Even if it is a lost pet, it is unlikely to break a record set by another wandering cat found in Longwood, Florida in February last year after it went missing from its home in fucking Chesterville, Maine, 1,500 miles away. In 2000.
He made it home?
Probably not.
Homeward bound.
Oh my God. I cried so much through that movie.
Yeah. That was so sad.
It was awful.
Homeward Bound?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's like,
Seriously? You've never seen it?
No.
It's one of those like movies that are like made, like designed to like make you cry, like Where the Red Fern Grows and that kind of shit books.
No, I smiled the entire way through. I'm like, oh good, the fucking blue tick hounds are dead.
You know? Oh my god.
Yeah, that was traumatizing.
Yeah.
No, Marley and Me.
I have not seen Marley and Me.
Hilarious, because I made my brothers watch it, and I just cackled at them crying. Cackled at them fucking shedding tears. And, but like, you cannot make a cat death scene in a movie. You just can't do it. It's too fucking sad when cats die.
Talking about you, Budapest Hotel. God, I couldn't say that.
The fuck is Budapest Hotel?
The cat dies.
The cat dies?
Uh-huh.
Was it a hero or something?
No. Oh, the cat also died in fucking... What was the like Black Lagoon Monster remake that I liked?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Boondock Saints.
Is there a cat in boot in there?
Yeah, don't watch that movie. You'll not like that.
Okay.
Boondock Saints?
Boondock Saints. Yeah, there's a cat that dies in it.
Oh.
And it's like not even like... Like, the cat's on screen for, like, a second, and it's like, ah, dead. But on to the next story.
Thank God someone invented the website, Does the Dog Die?
Does the dog... Fucking, I'm gonna watch all these fucking dead dog movies.
Really?
Like, dead...
What about a book? There's a book that I recommend. It's called Oogie. It's so cute. And a little bit sad.
Yeah, the fucking movie Hachi. Where the fucking dog comes and sits there and waits for its owner that, like, never comes back.
Yeah, that you one's know. Sad, too.
It's like, good! That's what you get for being a brain-dead idiot! Be cuter!
Oh, my God.
Am I mean or something on this? If you were a cuter animal, like a cat, you know, people would feed you. You know, people see a dog, ew, get away, you mangy mutt! If you see a mangy cat, you're like, oh, you come here, I'll give you a bath and love you forever.
Not really.
Every fucking time. Dude, there are times where I see cats and I have to stop myself from fucking getting involved. It ain't my fucking...
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have to stop...
This is so cute.
I have to stop myself from, you know, picking up the cat and be like, I'm going to take care of you. I'm like, nope, not my fucking cat. I'm not getting involved. I do not care. And then after I get like 10 miles down the road, I forget I saw a cat. There's like a million fucking stray dogs in New Mexico. So fucking many. Like, I go to fucking, you know, Manassa, Colorado. If you want a fucking dog, just go down there. There's fucking strays everywhere. They're very friendly. But, like, they'll walk together, like, you know, just, like, best friends. But they live down there, and they just walk up. They stay out of the road. They're fucking good. But I'm like, I don't know if they're someone's dog. I doubt it, because I see him throughout the winter.
One of my new vets at my job thinks cats were dropped off by the aliens and given as gifts to the Egyptians, and that's where cats came from.
That'd be cool.
Right? Like, I'm so on board with that.
You know, it's funny. So, they don't say... So, Egyptians, like, they always wonder, oh, they've got pyramids. Maybe aliens made them. But, in South America and Mexico, nope. No.
Andrew Schultz already has a joke about that. You know, they're like, over in Egypt, they're like, the aliens helped them. And... In Mexico, they have no doubt about who fucking built them pyramids. The Mexicans built them pyramids. You know, the aliens probably came by and they're like, hey, we'll help. It's like, no, get out of here, man. Go help them Jews.
Oh, yep. That's where I heard it from.
Yeah, no, it's Andrew Schultz. It's very funny.
Oh, my goodness.
But... For everyone that does remember, because I already asked the girls, they don't remember, there was a $2 billion Powerball that was won in California. And his name was Edwin Castro. And some other fucking dude is named Jose Rivera. Fucking, is suing him, saying that he stole the fucking winning ticket from him. Because he got $1 billion fucking dollars.
Sure.
Yeah, no, fuck.
Sure.
You know, fuck him. Huh. You know, fuck this dumbass asshole. But I wonder if, like, he'll just pay him to just go the fuck away.
Well, it depends if he took the lump sum or if he's taking the payments.
He took the lump sum. He got nearly $1 billion from the lump sum. They took, like, half of it.
Wait, do the payments.
No, I always take a lump sum. Mm.
You get more money if you do the payments. And you can't spend it all in one place.
No, what I would do is I'd take that lump sum and fucking invest most of it. And then bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, fucking people are always going to come out of the fucking woodworks to try and fuck somebody else over.
Yep.
So, fuck this Jose Rivera. You know, tough shit. You know, you fucking live and you learn. Even if you did fucking buy him the fucking ticket and be like, here, have this ticket. I don't want it. It ain't gonna fucking win.
No.
And then you're like, oh shit, that was the one that won.
Yeah.
Definitely not how that works.
Yep. Like, I saw a fucking news, like, an article. And it says, people now rely on someone they love to die so they can afford somewhere to live.
Ah, welcome to America.
I'm like, this is like, just that alone. Like, I didn't read the fucking article because it's a lot of fucking words and I don't feel like reading that much.
Oh, that is a lot of words. Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
You scrolled way too much. You've scrolled way
too
long.
There's like even pictures and shit in it. I'm like, fuck. But... Yep. But yeah, like, the fucking labor needs to get angry about health, homes, and justice. And just, yeah, fuck everybody that is, you know, taking advantage of the working class person.
Yeah.
If you're this piece of shit out here that is just like, I'm going to pay him the least I can and give him like 20 hours a week because I want to keep as much money and then overwork him. Like... Honestly, I feel like it should all change, and you have to give your employees, like, a percentage of what they bring in.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is fair. You know, and if they bring in less than, you know, like you have to give them, like, I'd say 30% of what they bring in or minimum wage. Because if they bring in less than that 30%, they get minimum wage.
Excuse me.
If you're a low performing employee, if you're a piece of shit employee that doesn't do anything, guess what? You're not getting paid. So it's still fucking great for the bosses. And then they can, you know, justify why they're paying you so shit.
What the fuck is talking?
What? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Is it just me?
You have.
Are you really hearing like background shit? Because
I'm hearing like a fucking ad.
Is your connected to your phone?
It shouldn't be.
Is it connected to your iPad?
Alex, sometimes it stays connected to your iPad and iPhone, even if it's connected to something else.
I'm literally hearing nothing.
Oh my god! Okay, fine. I don't know what the fuck it is I'm hearing. Right.
Alex, is she hearing something?
I'm not hearing shit.
Oh my god, just move on then.
It might be like the TV out there. Or maybe Tron's back.
Maybe Tron's back.
And yeah, he's just like watching a fucking YouTube video way too fucking loud because he can't get headphones. So, there's a new Winnie the Pooh book out.
Mm-hmm.
In Dallas, Dallas Independent School District issued a statement explaining why students received a controversial Winnie the Pooh gun violence book.
Seriously?
Yeah. So they sent home these books, like these Winnie the fucking Pooh books, And it says, stay safe, run, hide, fight. And it's just, you're reading like a Winnie the Pooh book that's, you know, telling, you know, first graders and shit how to fucking survive, you know, a school shooting.
I mean, they kind of need to be educated on this.
I'm telling you this right now. Parents, move to California. Just move to California. If you don't want any gun violence, move to California. They're very fucking strict on guns over there. Or move to Japan. Even fucking better. Just go on over to Japan. There's no guns over there. Go to Taiwan. Go to one of these other fucking countries that do not fucking have guns.
This kind of reminds me of the book where it's how to talk to how to talk about guns to your cat. Like, it was like this.
Yeah. Just hire all the World War II vets. The ones that had to, like, crawl in holes with a knife and kill a bunch of people.
So
hire these motherfuckers to just, like, stand out, you know, at a school, like, in, like, a fucking office, and they just get to, you know, sit there and just relax.
Okay, I'm so confused on why this is a bad thing.
No, like this have, like, attack dogs, but, like, they're people. And like, if a school shooter is, like, identified on campus, like, you just release these, like, World War II vets out to them, because they'll love just protecting the kids. And it's like, all right, we gotta go kill this guy. And they're old, so they don't care.
Okay, well, until that's put into place, shouldn't we be teaching children how to survive?
Yeah, I mean, I just think of, like, the accounts that I hear from the Uvalde one, like, where one kid was shot in the back and he had to play dead, and, like, his classmates were gunned down and he had to stay still.
Yeah, trust me, it is fucking horrifying. We should not be having, like, if you are crazy, don't go for schools. Like, you are not a good guy. Like, sometimes if you, like, shoot up, like, you know, like a pedophile ring, you're a good guy. If you kill a pedophile with a gun, you know, you're a fucking hero. And if you go to jail, you're like, okay, cool, you're going to jail forever.
So why are people upset about this? I don't get it.
Because it's just a controversial book.
But it needs to be done.
And you know, they're upset because they're not just passing, you know, common sense gun safety laws. So it's like, just get out of Texas. Leave Texas. You know, Texas is known for guns. You knew that Texas was known for guns when you stuck your penis into a woman and that woman accepted the fucking seed from your dick and then grew a baby inside of her. You knew fucking Texas was known for guns.
Accepted the seed from your dick?
Accepted the seed from your dick, yes. You knew it. So I feel like this is kind of your fucking fault. Don't have kids if you're afraid of them getting shot. I mean, just don't have kids. And then none of them get shot. If we have zero kids, zero school shootings.
You cannot deny this fact.
It is a fucking bulletproof plan. You know, Alex for president, 2024. Bum, bum, bum. I'm going to, like, run on that and be like, all right, I know how we're going to stop all school shootings. It's going to take a little bit of time. You know, coming in an unprotected, fertile pussy is now against the law. And if your, you know, kid comes out, we shoot it immediately. And then they can't die at school. Or if you want to have a kid, you have to homeschool it.
Please don't homeschool your kids.
Honestly, like, I've seen it go both ways. Like,
no, I was homeschooled. Please don't homeschool your kids.
Homeschool your kids.
Do not.
They
will not thank you.
No. I have, like, really, like, good friends. And I don't even think they have a Facebook because, like,
because they were homeschooled.
Okay, now I have to fucking see if they have a goddamn fucking Facebook. You're such an asshole. I bet you they do, but I will never fucking look it up.
I can't believe you have friends on Facebook.
Oh, look at that. He even is my friend.
He is even your friend.
Yeah, he is. My friend. But yeah, no, he's like a fucking, you know, bike rider.
Well, yeah, there's nothing else to do when you're homeschooled.
Huh.
No, he's like been doing like fucking really, you know, big shit. And one of my other friends from high school, a nerdy kid, is going to be on the new Boss Baby. He's one of the voices on it.
So that friend was also homeschooled?
No, he was just a fucking dork. But there's two brothers, and I'm not going to say their names because they don't deserve to fucking...
Of's not.
But yeah, I mean, homeschool your kids and, you know, that way you can shoot them yourself.
That does make sense.
You can just be like, oh, yeah, you would have totally gotten shot at school. You're so fucking annoying. And I truly feel bad for, you know, children dying at school. They shouldn't. Don't fucking kill kids at school. Don't kill kids. But at the same time, don't have kids. Like, is this a wrong thing to say?
No, we're overpopulated.
No, we're wildly underpopulated, but, you know, with so many fucking people, with like the 1%.
What?
Underpopulated, yes.
How are we underpopulated?
The birth rate's going way down, and
which is a good thing.
It needs to
not
either,
really.
It needs to stabilize, otherwise, fucking everyone dies.
Less.
No, the less people, the better it is for the planet.
Yep, and that's why I agree. Fucking, you know, coming
I
don't
know, in. I just think of all the times that we're gonna get old, and no one's gonna be able to take care of us.
Good.
I am not getting old. Once I reach a certain point, I'm just done with this world. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm not going to get too old. Fuck
fucking
that noise.
Stupid.
Well, speaking of dumb fucking kids, police rearrest a TikToker. Jesus Christ. I can't believe that's
good
like,
God.
A thing. Mizzy, who filmed himself going into strangers' homes. So this guy just walks into fucking people's homes. Like, they're home. Like, I saw one of this kid's videos. And, like, there's, like, a lady, like, watering plants out front, and he just walks into her home.
What the fuck?
It's in the UK. I'm like, if that was in America, it would have just been bang, bang, and that's it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this kid just walks into fucking people's homes. I don't
know. Who the fuck does that?
Bakari Bronze Ogaro, an 18-year-old known as Mimsy. He got rearrested where he was admitted for one count of failing to comply with a community protection notice issued on May 11th, 2022.
Oh, my God.
And he just keeps on posting fucking videos on Twitter and, you know, all this dumb bullshit. Just being, hey, watch me walk into this person's house and nothing happened.
What the shit?
Yeah. It's fucking wild. And, like, there's, like, video I watched, there was, like, a father that walked out. It's like, my kids are downstairs. And, like, this dude was getting ready to just kill this kid.
The fuck?
Like, that's what should happen. That's what should fucking happen. This kid should just get a bat fucking caving in his skull, and then he's just retarded for the rest of his fucking life.
He's already retarded if he's doing this shit.
He's gonna fucking be dead by the time he's 25. There's no fucking doubt. This kid is a fucking waste. His parents should be fucking ashamed. And
I mean, they should be.
Yeah. Like, they should arrest the parents.
Like, how do you raise someone who thinks that's okay?
It's just a fucking culture thing.
Like, the fuck?
They're like, I'm going to do this for the fucking, you know, one for the gram. You know, it's like, I hate these people. If someone fucking just walked into my house and was like, you know, hey, I'm doing that. I'm fucking caving his fucking skull with Dick Rambone. And it's like, hey, kids, this is what fucking happens.
You think Dick Rambone can break a skull?
Easily. Very easily. You don't understand how weak a human skull really is.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you hit it, like, in certain areas, no. But, you know, if you know where to hit a human skull with Dick Rambone, yes, it can very easily cave in a skull.
I just like hearing you say that.
Yeah, fuck this kid. I watched his video and it made me mad.
So fucking weird.
Let's because I'm sure that you know they have
it literally has a Wikipedia page already.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he already has a Wikipedia page. Yeah, he's arrested in one of his fucking videos.
What an idiot.
Yeah, he is stupid.
Yeah, no, he's still in fucking custody. I'm sure he's like trying to be like a musician or something stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we need to stop this bullshit. We need to stop like this, you know, ha, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm a bad boy type shit.
This is how fascism sneaks back into society.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. I saw Missouri nun's body seems intact after 4 years after she was buried. Missouri alone, just this word, Missouri. I'm like, yeah, no, I live there. And it's just this fucking nun that got buried, and there's like no fucking, like the corpse doesn't look that fucking decomposed.
Was she buried in a swamp? Because that can happen in swamps.
No, she was buried in a coffin.
Huh.
Like, yeah, they don't even have all the fucking good pictures of it.
Yeah, there's no good pictures.
But yeah, she looks like this.
Okay.
Yeah, her hands are all fucking wrinkled and shit.
How was her body discovered?
I think they just dug it up to like...
And just like opened up some coffin for shits and giggles?
Well, sometimes when you get a plot of land, you get a lease on it. Because there's obviously not an infinite amount of land.
Yeah.
So after the lease is up, then they bury you up and then, you know...
They just exhume the body and sell it again?
No, they don't sell it. They, like, you know, take it out and then, like, take all the... Usually it's just a bunch of bones. And they just take all the bones and, like, crush it up and, like, give you, like, a little small, like, wall place. Or give you the fucking remains. Give the family the remains. Whoever wants the fucking remains gets the remains, essentially. Unless, like, the nun herself had, like, a plan for what she wanted to do. But, yeah, they unburied her and... Obviously, this bitch was eating a hell of Twinkies because, you know, her body is not decomposed whatsoever. So she's found the, you know, recipe for eternal life only in death.
Hmm.
So, yeah. The corpse of Sister Wilhelmia Lancaster. The fuck kind of name is Wilhelmia? Help me here.
I don't know.
You're the one that with a woman. You're the woman person.
No. I mean, that's pretty close to what I would have said.
What is it?
Wilhelmina.
I mean, it looks nice how it's spelled out.
Wilhelmina. I'm going to say Wilhelmina. Wilhelm?
Yeah, or Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina.
You both sound right. Let's move forward.
Lancaster, yeah. But it's just over in Missouri. I'm like, yeah, fucking Bible Belt, dumb fucking, you know, retarded assholes. Typical. I hate these people. I lived in Missouri, so I can say that. But good for this nun. She's fucking still looking good. God was like, you're not going to fucking decompose until you get some dick. And then just like let some like weird, creepy priest put his dick in her and then she'll decompose really quick.
I'm perfectly fine with priests fucking dead bodies.
I'd rather them fuck dead bodies than children.
Okay, I don't think there's anything wrong with necrophilia. I almost said necromancy.
There's nothing wrong with necromancy. Come back to life. Aw. Now fuck me. That
includes... They usually end up killing you.
Yeah. But on to the next story. Indian official suspended after draining thousands of liters of water from dam to find lost phone. This is some fucking Karen bullshit if I've ever seen it.
Oh my God.
Central India. An India government official has been suspended after... ordering an entire reservoir to be drained to recover a mobile phone that he had dropped. I'm not even going to attempt that fucking name. Go fuck yourself. No. A Indian man dropped his fucking phone while taking a selfie and the smartphone fell in the water. He called local divers to try and retrieve it. When they failed, he arranged for two powerful pumps to be run for 3 days to empty out 2 million liters of water, enough to irrigate 600 hectares of farmland. He only stopped
them. They're not hectares?
Hectares, whatever. I don't know what they are.
I like the way you said it, though.
Hectacres. Hell acres. Acres in hell. Yeah, he only stopped when an official from the Irrigation and Water Resource Department visited the site after a complaint. He said the phone, which the BBC reported was a Samsung, had official data stored on it. But after 3 days in the water, it was unusable.
No shit! I mean, if it was a Nokia, it would have been fine, but...
And, that would that have held anything but, like, phone calls and text messages?
Who the fuck has that kind of information on their phone?
No one. He just wanted to get his fucking selfie.
Idiot.
Huh.
But he got his phone back. I think that's the important takeaway. If you are powerful enough in India, you know, in the right fucking caste system, then you can fucking, you know, throw away millions of liters of water to get your phone back.
Disgusting.
Or maybe fucking, you know, hire some, you know, white divers that know how to swim. Yeah, it's your cat is very cute, and he's like airing out his balls because he's very hot. And this is the most Southwest fucking story I've ever fucking seen in my life. A Southwest pilot locked out of plane crawls into cockpit through window. And yes, there is a picture.
Wait, well, it was on the ground, right?
Yeah, it was on the ground.
Okay. Everyone's had to do this with their car.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just like you see like him fucking crawling in. But it turns out that like a passenger had closed their, you know, his fucking door while he was taking a piss. And so it like locked on him, so he had to like crawl in through the fucking window. Because, you know, like while the plane was like loading up. And so some asshole was just like, boop. I'm like, have a fucking keypad that has like a number that only he knows.
Yeah, or some shit.
Have a key to get into that bitch.
Good God.
Bring your keys with you.
Oh, I suppose there's a reason. Like, because, you know, fucking plane hijackers or whatever the fuck they're called. But like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I want to see if this guy loses his fucking job, though.
Why would he lose his job? He has to get into the plane.
Because he should have had his keys with him to get into the plane. Well,
I think he'll keep his job.
We don't know if there were keys or not.
Now I'm interested. Are there keys to get into a fucking cockpit?
You have the fucking internet in front of you.
Jesus Christ. Are there keys to get into a cockpit? No. There has to be. Are there keys to get to Since incidents in 9/11, pilots and flight attendants no longer have keys to open the cockpit door.
Boom.
That's fucking wild. Like, who has the keys?
Apparently no one.
A cockpit buzzer sounds and the pilot or pilots at the controls can choose whether they allow entry into the cockpit. Is it even possible to open? Yeah, a keypad.
What?
Huh. Okay, so they have video surveillance, override mechanism. Yeah, that's so fucked up. So, yeah, no, they don't have any way to really get in. They should have keys inside the fucking airport, like in a security office. You know, that it's like designated that like they have to like call like a higher up to like fucking unlock that box. But yeah, I can see why they wouldn't allow it. But with all the fucking security I have to go through and get my butthole fucking checked at fucking TSA, you know, they should catch everything that I have up my fucking sleeve to fucking take out this, you know, person. They should have a law enforcement officer. But speaking about planes, there was a man who opened the emergency exit over South Korea.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the plane was about 2,000 meters above the ground, and the passenger pulled the emergency exit. Yeah, a man who opened an emergency exit on a flight in mid-air felt suffocated and wanted to get off quickly. The Asiana Airlines carrying nearly 200 passengers as it approached a runway on Friday in Daegu International Airport. Fucking, I don't know why I choose these international stories that I know are going
to
have international.
I don't know why
names.
You're not. I don't know why you're too lazy to Google how to pronounce it properly.
Because I just fucking found the story. I don't actually like prepare for this. Are you kidding me?
If I have a cat coming in with a name I don't recognize or a client's name I don't recognize, I go fucking Google how to pronounce it.
Daegu.
I don't fucking know.
I don't want to fucking come in with an accent and then, like, you know, accidentally say the N-word in fucking Korean.
Oh, my fucking God. It's okay. I still love you.
Daegu. I'm just going to call it Daegu. Okay? The passenger was taken by the Daegu police for questioning and told officers he had been under stress after losing a job recently. Why are you on a flight then, you retard? He felt that the flight was taking longer than it should, and he felt suffocated inside the cabin. He wanted out quickly. The passenger faces up to 10 years in prison for violating aviation safety laws. You know, the video clip, you know, there's a fucking video clip and just shows, like, a bunch of wind in the fucking plane.
Good God.
It was landing, too, so it wasn't, like, you know,
oh my God,
way up in the air.
Which is good.
You can't open it way up in the air because the air pressure on the fucking door at like 500 miles an hour makes it impossible.
That is also a good thing.
But it was slow enough to where he was able to fucking crack that door. So, good for this guy. He's fucking strong as hell. It's going to help him out in prison. Hopefully you don't fucking feel suffocated in a Korean jail cell, you dumbass. But on to Am I the Asshole? Everyone's favorite part of the fucking podcast. By Sammy Green. Am I the asshole for being upset over a friend pouring a full can of water in my bolognese? I know. I saw that. I'm like, I just wanted to say bolognese.
Oh my God.
Bolognese.
Oh my God.
You see it now?
No.
You're never going to unsee it.
Oh my fucking God. It's bolognese.
Oh
my God. Just move on.
And complaining for it not having enough taste. I was over at a friend's house to prove you can make a good vegetarian bolognese, where roommate was also invited. I went all out on the ingredients and even made a practice one at home just to be sure. I thought it tasted fantastic and I was ready to have a go at it. I must have spent an hour simmering it, adding spices, cutting garlic into the thinnest slices ever, etc. My friend then fills the used tomato can with water and just pours it in to get the last of it out. In my opinion, it was ruined.
It was ruined!
They agreed and said it was tasteless, except for the, except that it wasn't because of the water. It must have always been tasteless.
Oh my God.
Friend and roommate then start making new bolognese because obviously I was wrong. They used ingredients that I bought the whole.
No, the grammar's weird. Move on.
Yeah. The roommate laughs a little, saying, sorry for just taking over. I'm not super talkative, and I leave dinner saying I'm tired and I have work the next day anyway. Didn't it help that they kept on saying it was so good they made a new one on how impressed they were over they made such a good sauce in only 20 minutes. Jesus Christ. Read your shit. Friend texts me a couple days later and says, I owe him an apology for making dinner awkward. Yeah, this, of course, is just my side of the story. Even though I feel that I wasn't talkative, I don't doubt that my aura must have given off an awkward vibe. I'm not looking for an apology for them, just an acknowledgement that, of course, you're going to lose a lot of the flavor when you dilute it with water, unless I'm the asshole.
No, OP, you don't even have friends. These are bullies.
Let's go down to the fucking...
Like, they did this on purpose, and they are not friends.
Not the asshole. Mm-hmm. I'd rethink the friends, kind of friends they have. No apology needed. Not the asshole.
Yes.
They sabotaged OP with a can of water.
Thank you.
The comments, and they're making another pot of sauce, was clearly just them acting like they're better cooks. OP, you need better friends.
Straight up. These people don't deserve to have OP as their friend if OP's going to put this much heart into their cooking.
This, and of course, diluting anything with water. Water dilutes the flavor. They owe you the ingredients, too. But in the future, the entire sauce isn't ruined. You can just cook it down. It does take longer because you do have to do it at a simmer so it doesn't scorch. It's like making a reduction. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. But what I learned was... But I learned that when I was a teen still working in an Italian restaurant. So yeah, not an asshole. They're being mean girls. Yeah, not the asshole. So yeah, you are not the asshole. These fucking people are huge assholes. Fuck them.
They are not friends.
And just never fucking cook for them ever again. Don't ever, you know,
friends are food.
Like, honestly, what you should do is just make yourself baller ass food just for you so they can smell it and be like, oh man, can I have some of that? No. Go fuck yourself. You can have a can of water. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to read the story because it said Bolognese. And no. That's it. Sam Green,
oh,
I'm sure you're an amazing cook. I need to like find the fucking recipe, except I don't like mushrooms. So I'm sure that like the recipe is in here somewhere. Yeah, you didn't overreact. You know, not the asshole. Too many cooks spoil the bolognese.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yep.
Now under relationship advice by Hoboken Girl. She's a female, 25 years old. Boyfriend, male, 35 years old. That's a gap. Laughed at a joke another woman made about my social skills. I was always very clear with my boyfriend. I am a socially anxious person. My boyfriend has a friend from out of town staying with him, and his friend brought his girlfriend. I met them last night, meeting some other people from the group of the friends. It was overwhelming for me. I didn't know anyone, and I felt uncomfortable and left out. We've all been there, so don't feel bad. The girls that were there all knew each other and didn't make any effort to include me. I tried to be sweet and bubbly, but I couldn't seem to infiltrate. I grew anxious and withdrawn. I left early and hung out with my own friend. My boyfriend stayed with his friends. He said when I left, the women there asked him why I seemed uncomfortable. How could I have not been? It hurts to imagine that when I left, they'd been talking about me to my boyfriend. I slept in my boyfriend's apartment last night, and this morning I overheard the guest girlfriend making a joke about how I'm hiding from them. My boyfriend laughed. I wasn't hiding from them. I was coming down the hallway to say hi to them. That's why I was able to hear all this so clearly. I'm hurt that the women decided to talk about me to my boyfriend when I left. I'm hurt that his guest girlfriend made a joke about me to my boyfriend. Most of all, I'm hurt that my boyfriend laughed. I feel like he should have stuck up for me. I told my boyfriend about how I feel about it all today and broke down crying. I feel like I am back in elementary school being left out of the cool girl group. He was apologetic, but considering he laughed at her joke, I don't think he really sticks up for me. And they talked more about me, and he will not stand up to me. Stand up for me. Not sure where to go from here. Feel free to tell me I'm overreacting. I know I'm really sensitive. I'm just tired of feeling bullied by other women and for being shy. Most women are awesome and make me feel safe and seen, but some are just so mean and belittling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like two comments, kind of. So the to explain the anxiety thing for some people, it's like their body goes into fight or flight mode without a cause, and they're trying to figure out what's causing it when there is no cause really. And then the second one I like is that if he really wanted to integrate you with his friends, like, he would have done that and they would have followed suit because they're his friends.
I mean, when you have like old friends, it like let them like, you know, get their time, you know, back together. But like the girlfriend, like sometimes they're just, you know, mean old bitches and they don't fucking care and they don't want anybody new in their group. You know, mean girls usually have a group of 3 to 5. And they don't want anybody new.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's fine. You know, they can have, you know, their own fucking way.
Excuse me.
But, yeah, I mean,
they can be clicky.
They can be very clicky. Don't feel bad that, you know, your boyfriend laughed at, you know, just a quick joke. Yeah, I'd say that you're, you know, pre-reacting a little to that. Not overreacting. Your feelings are valid. But, you know, your boyfriend was, you know, already awake or already up. And they thought that you were just hiding because you left early. But sometimes it's very difficult for other people to have, you know, social, you know, meetings with someone they don't know as well. So, like, they're comfortable. Like, I'm comfortable with my friends. Like, when I go out to comedy and I see all my friends, the ones I know, you know, I fucking chop it up with them. And when, you know, somebody else comes in that I do not know, but they're like, hey, I'm also a comic, I'm like, you know, kind of reserved. I'm like, yeah. Do I go talk to them? And I, you know, I don't want to like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm not like that much of an open person. Like, it takes me a minute to like, kind of sniff you out, as it were. So, yeah, she made like an ill-timed joke, and, you know, kind of see like the humor in it, but yeah, I don't think...
just wish I know. I also wish I know what they said afterwards and before too, because now that I think about it, it could have been said in a joking manner, and for certain people that wouldn't have mattered, but I don't know, man.
I want to see comments because I still haven't made up my mind.
Honey, you're 10 years younger than these people. At 25, I was the same way. At 32, nothing really bothers me anymore. Maybe date someone closer to your own age. Yeah, I mean,
oh my God, are they just gonna like come in and like age gap shame, or is there like other comments?
I think this goes a bit beyond the joke and his laughter. They are his friends, and these women know each other. It was on him to include you and help integrate you.
Oh, this is what Courtney read.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the one where she said that if he had been more inclusive for her, that they would have followed suit.
I get socially anxious too. It's hard, especially when you don't have much in common. Please don't take this the wrong way, but if someone my age was dating someone your age, I'd be getting out the pitchforks and torches.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one who feels this way. This is validating. Continue.
This friend group didn't even bat an eye at the fact that he was dating someone so much younger.
Thank you for pointing that out.
My reaction is, this is my kid sister, and I won't put up with this. Their reaction is, oh, the cute kid is hiding. I can see where they are coming from, because you are an adult technically, but as you grow older, they're just a kid feeling goes up too. Your phase of life is out of sync with your boyfriend and his friend group that frankly feels predatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask your boyfriend, ask why your boyfriend wants to be with an inexperienced, socially awkward young woman. I'm not trying to put you down. I'm trying to show you how vulnerable you are and how unhealthy your relationship is. Anxiety is a hellish thing to deal with. I like to explain, as my body goes into flight or fight, blah, 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 blah. Respond. So, yeah, just examine your fucking relationship. You know, age gap, we meet again. So, yeah, there are people out here saying, you know, boyfriend is being an asshole.
I mean, he is. I've made my opinion. He is being, not like, yeah.
I mean, you know, if someone, you know, made a joke about you and, like, you know, it's like, yeah, she's not very talkative, is she? I'm like, no, she's very, very quiet.
Okay, but you and I have been in a relationship for a very long time, and I'm very comfortable with how far you and I go with making fun of each other. Like, that's something I'm very comfortable with. She is not comfortable with this and that.
I mean, if they were dating for, you know, a decade, then, you know, they started dating when he was 25 and she was 15. So,
okay, yeah.
Obviously they haven't been dating that long.
That'd be grooming.
But yeah, number one, girl, like, you're still young. You still have a whole lot of life ahead of you.
Dump his ass.
I wouldn't say dump his ass. I wouldn't go that far.
If you didn't want to dump him, but I would pay attention to if that was a pattern with him.
Ooh, yes. I like that better.
Yeah. Like, I don't like saying, hey, break up for, you know, a joke, you know. What if, like, the rest of the fucking time, like, everything was great?
My one problem is that they're making fun of an insecurity for her. And the fact that he laughed at that is where it has me feeling like, that was too far.
Like, when I'm with my friends, I always make fun of all their insecurities. I go deep.
But you're, like, friends, okay? You don't do that with, like, strangers.
Yeah, like, there's some things, like, I'll, like, you know, hold back on. I'm like, no, I'm not touching that. But, like, I have my friend Brian, who we all call Posa, or Mariposa, which is a butterfly.
I know what that is.
And he has really big ears.
Oh, that's not what the reason I was going for, but continue.
Yeah, no, that's why, you know, we all call him Posa.
Hey, guys, the call is about to end.
Oh, shit, is it?
Yeah. Ends in under a minute, it says.
Oh, well, we're already at the end of the fucking podcast, so thank you all so much. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know why that fucking happened.
You have to pay for it now?
Probably.
Oh my god. So did it hang up on Courtney?
Yeah, it did. That was weird. But thank you all so much for, you know, being here. Thank you all so much for, you know, listening all the way to the end. Girl, fucking, you know, do what you want to do. Don't let fucking someone say that your age gap is a weird thing.
Don't let them say that, but also take a long look at this.
Yeah, take a long look.
Your feelings are more important than his feelings in the long run.
And, I think it's just because I'm, like, not signed in my good account. I don't know.
Now you got pay money.
No, I definitely fucking have, Google One. Yeah, I already have that. Yeah, I already have fucking premium. I don't know why it's not logged in. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, all that. I'm not on TikTok. I don't give a fuck about TikTok. I'm not going to go break into fucking people's homes.
Thank God.
Alex Truck everywhere. And we'll see you fucking next week. Bye.